Track 39.
This week on Cyber Report, Terry Lancaster takes a look at some of the biggest email blunders ever made.
In April 2000, millions of computer users received an unexpected email. The subject line was intriguing. It said, "I love you." Those whose curiosity got the better of them opened the message and unleashed what later became known as the love bug, a virus so lethal it has so far infected 45 million PCs and caused $8.7 billion worth of damage to computer networks worldwide. Computer viruses like the love bug sound like every company's worst nightmare. But the real danger these days is not so much what can get into your email system as what can get out. You just never know where that email you now regret sending may end up. The first high-profile blunder occurred in 1997 when employees at the Norwich Union Insurance Company started spreading a rumour about a competitor on their internal email system. Western Provident, they said, was about to go bankrupt. Western Provident was not about to go bankrupt, and when the email suggesting it was came into their possession, it sued. The case was eventually settled out of court for a cool £450,000. In yet another email blunder instance, Devon schoolgirl Claire MacDonald found herself receiving emails containing top secret information from the Pentagon after being accidentally added to a CC list by a naval commander. One of the emails was offering advice to the UK on how to prevent secrets from being leaked. She received so many secret files, it caused her computer to crash. And the corporate email blunder stories just go on. When Dow Chemical discovered hundreds of controversial emails being exchanged between members of staff, the company took no chances. It fired 74 employees and suspended a further 435. But disciplining your staff electronically isn't always a good idea, as the CEO of Cerner, Neil Patterson, found out to his cost. When Patterson reprimanded 400 managers by email, his criticisms somehow found their way onto the Yahoo website for all the world to see. Cerner's stock fell by 28% within the week. And at Merrill Lynch in 2002, the company ended up paying out $100 million when Henry Blodgett, an internet stock analyst, strongly recommended buying stock in a company he had previously described in what he thought was a private email as totally useless. But perhaps the most famous business emails in history came to light during the Microsoft antitrust trials. When Netscape was still operational, CEO Jim Barksdale claimed his company never wanted to collaborate with Microsoft in the internet browser market. Until, that is, Microsoft lawyers unearthed an email from Netscape president Jim Clark to a senior executive at Microsoft stating clearly, "We do not want to compete with you." And Microsoft, for its part, denied any attempt to push Netscape out of the market until an email from Bill Gates to AOL executives was submitted as evidence. The email clearly expressed Gates' desire to sabotage Netscape. Oh dear. So the message is clear. With email, honesty is not always the best policy. And if you must tell the truth, think twice before clicking that send button.
That was Terry Lancaster talking about the biggest email blunders ever made. And now a sneak preview of the latest in wireless technology.